This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I do like Josh Palmer.
His best trait is his versatility. Like, he's a big guy that can play inside and outside.
3 years ago was his best statistical season at 101 targets. He was the wide receiver 3 on that team. And if you remember, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams both missed contests. And when Keenan Allen missed a game, Josh Palmer would fill in as the primary slot wide receiver and did a very good job. But man, it's still Josh Allen. It's just going to spread the football around. Josh Palmer is going to fit somewhere in here.
I see him as a number 3 wide receiver. 1.4 yards per route run against man coverage is like low-end starter level stuff. He's 25 years old, so there's a chance he gets a little bit better.
And every once in a while, on these big outside breaking routes or like 17-yard comebacks, he makes just incredible grabs.
Josh Norris and Hayden Winks of Underdog Fantasy. Watch that whole breakdown, like 13 minutes on Josh Palmer. And I think it's a nice signing, a nice depth kind of signing. He's not thought to be a number one. The Bills really don't have anybody that is a candidate to blossom into a number one, for my money. But a nice signing, and I think it's the most they've spent on this position that's not that level of guy. He got paid less than Gabe Davis did a year ago.
Yep.
And, you know, the cap goes up and you get paid less. That's kind of like getting paid less twice. So, depth signing, not a bad move for the Bills. I do like the skill set. And, you know, for those of us on the wide receiver train, there's certainly more room for someone to come in here. Because Mac Hollins left. And on Hollins, you know, Joe, I have a take on Hollins that I don't want to come across like I'm insulting him or feel like he had no value. But when I saw the news that Hollins was gone, I would have been fine with him back. And whatever the money would have been, $2 million, $3 million, you know, whatever. There's players on this team that are going to get money, that are going to be not living up to the contract, and some that are. But for Hollins to leave, to me, there's a small signal in there, if I may. And that is that a lot of last year was, if I could use the term that the kids use, all you kids, you guys use this, last year was a lot of vibes-based. Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, the vibes are good. Mac Hollins is a vibe. Mac Hollins is Joe Brady said he's one of his favorite people he's ever met.
Yep.
Allen loves him. Like, they love this guy. Mm-hmm. Fans loved this guy. He dresses up in costumes. He doesn't wear shoes. He led the team in touchdowns. He caught a touchdown in the AFC Championship game. He did a lot. And there's a lot to like about Mac Hollins. But the Bills' willingness to move on from him is, to me, a small but undeniable, like, feather in the cap of, I mean, vibes are good, man, but we're here to win. And we have a value we placed on this player, and we think we can replace that player. We got to get better in other spots. We're not going to spend twice as much as we want to on Mac Hollins because of the vibes. And like I said, like, I'm not trying to say culture and all that stuff is worthless, just that to let him go, and he goes to a division rival, you are saying, like, hey, man, great to have you. Wish you luck. Not losing sleep.
No. Because they can... They can't maybe do better with vibes, but they can certainly get a better football player.
Yeah, and he was okay. He was pretty good. Special teams, like, he played a role for them, and he got a lot of snaps, and he didn't disappoint all that often. To me, it's a little bit of an extension of the Christian Kirk idea. When Kirk became available, and I thought, oh, God, don't sign Christian Kirk, because if you do that,
yeah,
I'm going to think you just signed Josh's friends. And Christian Kirk went to the Texans, and I was a little bit relieved. Like, one thing I want to see from the Bills, I think, is a little bit more of whether it's cutthroat, go for it mentality above, hey, everyone's just having the best time of their life and everybody's loose. And, you know, you got to make sure that there are people in there that are pushing the envelope to make sure that they're the best players they can get, the best team they can get. And I don't think Hollins is against that. It's just, to me, that move comes with a little bit of that, just a little bit of, hey, man, we loved you, but we're not paying you $4 million a year. So thanks, but no thanks.
He was dead last in the NFL in yards per route run against man coverage last year, by the way. Part of this, he ran a lot of routes.
He did.
But dead last.
That's terrible.
No, yeah. There's no receiver in the league that was lower.
Yeah. I guess
in that one number.
That is probably a side effect of everybody eats, too. And again,
a little bit.
One more thing. Everybody eats is fine if the players are awesome. The Eagles are everybody eats. And,
right.
You know, if the players are awesome, then, you know, wing it around.
Right.
So we'll see if they had anybody else at the receiver room.
Josh, it really could. We went into this with Eric, or I asked him about it. That this is kind of my thought on Hollins, though, as a player. Like, where sure, like, he's well liked, but am I worried about replacing him? Because
no.
I'm not really. If I hear Tyrell Shavers is going to replace him, I'm okay, sure. But I'm not wanting Tyrell Shavers to play 67% of the snaps,
right, and lead
like
the
Matt
team
Collins
in snaps
did.
In the AFC Championship game.
Right. What replacing Matt Collins really should be is special teams, number five receiver on the depth chart. And if you boil it down that way, number five receiver on the depth chart shouldn't be that high of a priority.
Yep.
The top four, wouldn't you agree, the top four is set. They're top four wide receivers. Like, somebody coming in over top of any of Shakir, Coleman, Palmer, and Samuel.
Well, let me give you the names.
Like, those four probably, to me, are your top four receivers.
Let me tell you who's left. In free agency, here are the receivers left if you wanted to have this conversation. And then, of course, you can go to the draft. The number one player available is a man by the name of Stephon Diggs. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's
Keenan
likely.
Allen.
It would be the funniest thing ever.
Keenan Allen, no.
No.
Amari Cooper.
Nope.
Not interested. Brandon Cooks. He always produces wherever he goes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Then becomes the fifth name.
But if my fifth guy's got to play special teams as part of this too. But like, I can ignore that for now.
Yeah, the idea is this guy's not playing special teams. This guy's going in above
one of those four.
Even Josh Palmer.
Right. Or at least Curtis Samuel.
Right. And by the way, part of this is there are a million slot guys and not that many guys that'll be outside.
Yeah.
Here's the name we mentioned yesterday that I just don't know what anybody's going to do with him, but he's awesome, and that's Deontay Johnson. Tyler Lockett, no. DeAndre Hopkins, doubtful.
Sure about Lockett?
I mean, Lockett's a...
He's played more outside the last 2 years because JSN's been there. But to be fair, it's not like he's done great, though. He's played outside kind of by necessity because right. The new guy is better in the slot, so you got to go to the outside, and he's been okay, but he hasn't been... Where is he at his best? He's a vertical speed guy from the slot, is what you would like
to
do with him.
Which might fit in with the versatility, especially if he can go inside-outside, and Palmer can go inside-outside. I don't know. We'll see.
Or it's a rookie.
Yes.
Or it's a late second round or a third round rookie that's the fifth guy in the depth chart, and now I've got someone that might have present some upside that could grow past any of the names we just talked about.
Yep. On defense, you know, you might say, like, what about the defense? There are 6-7 defensive players I would have signed with the Bills. I mean, they know their fits better than I do, but Jonathan Allen seemed like a good idea. Khalil Mack, I would have done that 1 year, guaranteed money for him.
Would it be weird
Josh if Josh Sweat would have done that?
Will it be weird if the offseason comes and goes and their defense is exactly the same except they have a couple extra rookies?
And Michael Hoyt.
And Michael Hoyt, who, like, I like all the points about his versatility and all the different things he does and that he's pretty good at a lot of different things, but he was also a $7 million player, right? This is not Hendrickson. This is not Garrett. This is not Khalil Mack even. It's a nice player, but... If it's a middle of the road free agent and rookies, that'll surprise me, I guess. It'll surprise me.
Yep. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. You can give us a ring. You can join us on the chat. You know, we're hanging out. A beautiful Tuesday. Absolutely the best. What else is going on today?
Champions League is going on today. That's what's happening today. Other than that. I don't know, does Ovechkin play? I'm starting to want to know when the Capitals play. Night to night. As he gets closer to the record.
They did not play last night. There was a game, Toronto-Utah, and there was a fight, and the guy on the Leafs threw a Superman punch.
Yeah.
Which is when you jump in the air and punch down.
Yeah. He jumped kind of straight up in the air.
He did.
Also.
He didn't land it.
That's the other thing. Everyone's freaking about the punch. He hit the guy in the shoulder. Yeah.
Had he landed that punch.
I mean, it's still cool, but.
Had he landed that punch, would the NHL have made it illegal? I mean.
The Superman punch?
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Add another extra 5 minutes?
10-game suspension. I don't know. Right. Will somebody else try it in the next week?
The Superman punch? No.
All right. Tim in South Carolina. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
I really like your points about Josh Palmer. I think that he gives the Bills just that little extra piece that they were kind of missing last year with the ability to beat man coverage. I do think that it's certainly an upgrade over Mac Hollins. I like your point about, you know, the vibes are great, but let's go win something. So I'm right with you on that. Michael Hoyt, for me, was excellent to see, too. I think it's really good value. He's just like a high-motor guy. My dad's a Rams fan, and we watch the games together. And he always just kind of shows up. I really like the player a lot, like the value even more. My favorite move of the day that I would love to see the Bills kind of do would be to go after like a Derek Nnadi from the Chiefs or like a Greg Gaines from the Tampa Bay Bucks, both defensive tackles. Just get an extra dude in there for depth because I truly think at pick 30. They want to go best player available, and that may be defensive tackle, and that's okay. But at the very least, you're signing a lower cap hit guy to fill a depth role at that position, which I think we could all agree that they probably need two or three of those by the time that this offseason cycle is over. So just wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on that. And maybe if you have a favorite deal or favorite thing for them to do today, I'd love to hear that too. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Charles and Menahou of the Chiefs, like interior defensive guy, not a bad idea for me. One thing you said there got me thinking about Josh Palmer or, you know, anyone, one of these guys you might like. Anybody you sign now for depth, You don't have to necessarily think they're going to be the starter, but there's, to me, there's probably some value in going to the draft, not thinking, oh dear God, we've got to get somebody, which is where they were at receiver last year. It was, I mean, they got Mac Hollins and MVS, or he was after the draft even. It was Curtis. Yeah. It was Curtis Samuel and Mac Hollins, and who?
Shakir
going to the draft. Like, oh my goodness, you got to come out with one, and they did after trading down because they were probably thinking about a different one. Maybe, maybe not.
My idea is still trade for Trey Hendrickson, 100%. He's the only guy. The goal of this offseason to me was get an elite player somewhere. You don't have enough of them. And at the moment, I think there's one. That's it. He's the only one that feels like you can get your hands on right now, so go do that.
Well, I can't envision them trading with the Bills. And to me, it's different. You know, the Bills and the Chiefs trading in the draft and the Bengals and the Bills trading. Like, I don't think the Bills should trade with the Chiefs. They're chasing them. Should they trade with the Bengals to get the established asset?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also the Chiefs, sorry, also the Bengals are chasing the Bills. I know the matchups haven't gone too well, but the Bengals have work to do to get to where the Bills are. It's not, you're not directly in your way. Anyway, 803-0550. Lots and lots of moves out there. Lots of money being spent. We'll get your calls in, 803-0550. Jason Zucker, expecting to chat with him coming up top of the hour. He signed a contract extension with the Sabres. So on we go. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.